Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. May 14th, 2022. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. Comment: there is a serious initiative founded called the Giving Pledge that aims to foster a culture of philanthropy among the world's wealthiest to tackle the world's biggest problems. It has more than 230 participants. Co-founder Bill Gates said, "I've always believed that if you're in a position to help somebody, you should do it." And that the group founded in 2010 will continue to learn from each other and find new ways to maximize the positive impact of our philanthropy. Mackenzie Scott, ex-wife of Amazon's founder Bezos, pledged half of her fortune of $37 billion to charity as part of the Giving Pledge. What do you think about this initiative? My response: money is not a problem. It's sad just to see how they spend it. The essence of correcting the world is in changing a person. And they don't know what a person should be like. They believe that we will make some more systems of care, healthcare, education, and everything will be better. But it won't be better. On the contrary, by doing so they will invoke negative forces that will prove against all charitable systems that we are still acting incorrectly. And they will teach us, harshly. Any good deed, if it is not done to change the qualities of a person, will only lead to even greater suffering. This is what is meant in the Bible, that if we do good deeds without correcting the person himself, then he remains in his hell, inside our supposedly correct, good deeds. Question: aren't you excited that we have such initiatives? Answer: it would be better if they didn't do it. It is necessary to direct funds only for education, and special education, and not to fill ill heads with something, but precisely with the system of correction of a person, on which the system of correction of the whole world depends. Question: meaning, if it does not go to the correction of the person himself, his nature, then it is only for evil? Answer: yes. Comment: you said that it is necessary to understand where this money is going, to which fund. My response: in this case, to understand where it is going. But by their nature, by their understanding of the world, their perception of the world, they cannot direct the money correctly. That is why it is said, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So, unfortunately, it would be better if they didn't. Question: how does a billionaire or a millionaire who signs the Giving Pledge feel? Answer: that's exactly why they do it. They feel their exclusivity, their uniqueness. They feel like the correctors of the world, the righteous of the world. And the whole world, in principle, should understand, know this, and thank them. Naturally, half of this amount will be spent on advertising. And the other half will be spent on some goals, healthcare, mother-child, something else. But in the end you will see that the world will not be better, but only worse. Question: are these precisely those good intentions? Answer: yes. The intentions are good, but in the end we will get even more hell. Question: what would you give money for? If they collected this decent amount, where would you send this money to in the current state of the world? Answer: we have something to tell people. It is necessary to open such channels, centers that could convey to each person in his language, at his level, the main idea: love your neighbor. Only in this is the salvation of each and every one. And that's why there's nothing else you can do. So, it is necessary to open such centers, explain from all sides, from the point of view of science, morality, and biology, whatever. And to do it in such a way as to gradually raise people to this level. Let there be awards and scholarships to educate people, to educate them in this way, to give out all sorts of incentive funds, and so on, in order for people to study this and talk about this all the time, anything that is possible, for them to be occupied in this. Especially now we are approaching a state where several billion people will be unemployed. What will they do? Who will pay them? Let these funds pay, moreover, pay normally, decently. We need this. Question: Such an approach to love your neighbor, even a small step, a thought, is this the beginning of a person's change? Answer, yes. But this is only if we create such scholarships and opportunities for people to study, write about, and discuss it, to fill in all the sites with this, all the connections, and make it very popular on the internet, on television, everywhere. Question, is that the only thing you need to give money for? Answer, yes, only for this. From CabTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, December 16, 2021. The effect of the land of Israel. Question. People who are engaged in spiritual development are trying to move to Israel. They seem to be drawn to this land. However, we do not see that by coming here they become more spiritual. Does it mean that the land does not have an effect on them? Answer, and it should not. After all, we must make special efforts in order to begin to rise spiritually. Comment, I thought that the land of Israel influences a person who comes here, and he becomes better and kinder. My response, on the contrary. Those who come here are under the influence of certain forces that slow down their development. A person should make greater efforts. But at the same time with their help, he reaches higher spiritual degrees. From CabTV's Spiritual States, April 26, 2022. The miracle of exiting Egyptian slavery. Question. What is the miracle of exiting Egyptian slavery? Answer, the miracle is that, in principle, it is impossible to exit slavery. We were born and exist in an intention for our own sake, and only thanks to the help from above, the help of the Creator, this intention can turn into an intention for the sake of bestowing to others. This is how we get out of Egypt. The miracle is the new qualities of bestowal and love that appear in us, instead of the qualities of reception and hatred. A person must by himself consciously ask for these qualities, and then the upper force of nature will begin to cultivate them in him. From CabTV's Spiritual States, April 19, 2022. Getting rid of egoistic intention. Question, who goes through the plagues of Pharaoh? Answer, a person who has not yet freed himself from his egoistic intention goes through 10 Egyptian plagues. He feels these plagues as punishment in those desires that have not yet been corrected by the intention for the sake of the Creator. Question, how can I not identify myself with Pharaoh? Let him go through it, let him suffer. Answer, it is these punishments that help a person not to identify himself with Pharaoh, but to disengage from him. That is, 10 blows, 10 portions of light are required so that after each portion a person disengages from Pharaoh and looks at him from the side. From CabTV's Spiritual States, April 14, 2022.